Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Titus chapter 3, verses 5 through 8. God saved us, not on the basis of deeds, which we have done in righteousness, but according to His mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that, being justified by His grace, we would be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a trustworthy statement, and concerning these things, I want you to speak confidently, so that those who have believed God will be careful to engage in good deeds. These things are good and profitable for men.
Some questions for those of us who are believers. When presented with an opportunity to serve God, how do you respond? Do you say yes, even if you're unsure? Or do you put it off because your schedule is too busy or you don't feel qualified? You've probably never thought of a refusal to serve God as a type of idolatry, but oftentimes that's what it is, choosing your own wishes instead of submitting to Him. The Lord desires that His children be willing to seek His specific plan for their life and take on anything He calls them to do. He uniquely gifts us to serve according to His will. But if we've already decided that we can't or won't, whatever the reason, then we're acting by our own will instead of the Lord's. You may serve God as a loving parent, as an employee who shares the gospel with co-workers, or as a friend who listens to the hurting. No restriction exists on what God can do through your life. The strength of His Holy Spirit overcomes human limitations. Don't have enough courage? Don't have the right skills? God can fix that. Lay down what's holding you back. Trust that the Lord will empower you to do whatever He calls you to do. We can be certain He will properly equip and train His children for the work.